This is God's Covenant Church, the church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the school of wisdom. The scripture says, sanctify thyself through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And I thank God for knowing the truth. We've been taught the truth. The scripture also says, thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Knowing that the law is the truth, that his commandments is the truth. The word says also, if you keep my commandments, you'll be loved of the Father and of the Son, and I will manifest myself unto you. And the word has been manifest unto us through teaching and preaching of his word. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. Our elders and our missionary, evangelists, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our anointed that's going on. Moses and all the prophets, our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. They're with God, and we are continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. The doctrine is God's word. It was commanded, it's law, and we obey. We're going to talk about these preachers that come to destroy the law and the prophets. The Lord said just the opposite. He came not to destroy, but to fulfill. And everyone that got sent had the same charge and the same mind. We are the children of the prophets. Choir, thank God.
Through the scriptures you might have read, at the feet of the prophets, and how some did all that the Lord said do. Made up.
that beautiful? We are the children of the prophets. We are of the promise. God raised up a seed unto Abraham. Isn't that beautiful? Thank God, Deacon Debbie. What are our announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. All the saints are right here. Wherever you're listening, if you're keeping God's commandments, keeping God's word, you are being sanctified. Isn't that beautiful? Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. What nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? Jesus said it, they that do and teach shall be called great. Isn't that beautiful? What nation is there so great that hath statues and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? Every one of God's precepts are statutes because they're upright. Yes. And they are judgments because they judge us. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments. That's what the word says. And it stands yesterday, today, and forever. Yes. So why are these preachers saying no one can live perfect when the Lord said, be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect? Any preacher or anyone that God sent come up with this lie, they're not of God, whether they know it or not, because that is a lie. No lie is of God. Let's go to Matthew's 5 and 17. This is my so-called beef today with these preachers.
I like it, Pastor. I like that.
Years ago, one said, where's the beef? Well, I got it. Where's the beef? It's right here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. These old lying preachers. Because the devil has put a lie in the mouth of everyone that says you don't have to keep God's commandments. It's a lie.
It is.
These preachers today, they come to destroy Moses. Mm-hmm. Saying the law was done away with because God knew no one could keep that law. Mm-hmm. Well, hold that. Let's go to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter.
Sorry,
we had one so-called minister look like he was a car dealer in Vegas. He came into the assembly. You know, I know we're not into men's apparel, but don't come in looking like the world. I mean, if you can help yourself, if you got knowledge, you don't want to do that. But he came in and told us that all those came out of Egypt, Moses delivered, they didn't make it because no one could keep that law.
That's what he said.
He meant well. He probably still means well today, but he's been taught a lie. And it came down from the father of lies, that devil.
Yes.
1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, what does it say, Deacon Franny?
10 and
1 Corinthians 10, and it's the fifth verse. Now, wait a minute. Read the first verse.
Yes, Pastor.
Before we get into this thought, just to kind of set the tone here, it's all about the law. Mm-hmm. And the law was given by Moses. It came by the author, God, Jesus Christ. He's the author and finisher of it. Because he came and performed it.
Yes.
10 and 1.
Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant.
Most of the church world today are ignorant. Mm-hmm. They're ignorant of God's word, and they're going about to establish their own righteousness, something they made up. Our righteousness is in him, and he did it all. We ain't got to do nothing. You don't know what you're talking about. But would not that ye should be ignorant, what?
How that all our fathers.
All our fathers mm-hmm.
Were under the cloud.
The cloud, what?
And all passed through the sea.
All passed through the sea. Many of our forefathers have been so-called baptized. That's passed through the sea, what?
And were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
Everyone that say they are born of God, you're baptized unto some preacher in the water natural.
Yes.
And you should be baptized in his word, which is the law, which is the commandment which God gave.
Yes.
It's his word. Mm-hmm. What?
And did all eat the same spiritual meat.
Now they had the same spiritual meat we have today. So we got something they didn't have. No, we don't. Even Christ was the rock. He is the rock. He followed them then. And he's following us today. Did all eat the same spiritual meat? Because it's the word. What?
And did all drink the same spiritual drink?
They drank the same spiritual drink that we drink if you're truly getting the spiritual drink that the Lord gave, which is his word. What?
For they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them.
What?
And that rock was Christ.
Christ was back then. He's with us today. And he'll be with the church tomorrow if you're keeping his commandments. Mm-hmm. Because the Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Right, Pastor.
How plain is that? Mm-hmm. The commandment is law. And there's many laws, but every law stems from God's commandments. Mm-hmm. What?
But with many of them.
Now, I didn't say all of them that came out were in fault. But with many of them, what?
Mm-hmm. Many of them, God was not well pleased.
He was not pleased with many of them, not all. What?
For they were overthrown in the wilderness.
They were overthrown by the devil. They were overthrown by their murmuring spirits. Mm-hmm. They were overthrown by their unholy desires.
Yes,
carried away with their lusts. That's how they were overthrown, mm-hmm. and it didn't please God.
Yes.
They weren't being obedient to Moses. They weren't being obedient unto the word and the instructions that were given.
Yes.
Now what?
Now these things were our ensample.
These things were our example.
Yes.
What?
To the intent we should not lust after things as they also lusted.
So it was an example that we don't go that way.
Yes,
because we yet are drinking the spiritual drink and eating the same spiritual meat. We don't have to falter.
Thank God.
That was our example. That's the model church. Moses is the model preacher. Mm-hmm. The Lord came just like him.
Yes.
Let's go back to Matthew.
Yes, Pastor.
5.
Yes. And 17.
Let's go to 5 and 17.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we never got there yet. Because we were reading about the statutes. Right. 5 and 17 says what?
Think not that I am come to destroy the law.
Now listen to what the Lord is saying. But these preachers don't have this testimony. They don't have this witness. They're not speaking the words of the Lord. Think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. What?
I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
And we all should have that same mind. Everyone that God has sent and everyone that's yielding themselves to God should be looking for the same word of encouragement.
Yes.
Think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. What?
I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
Not come to destroy it, but to fulfill it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not here to tell you that the law was done away with because we couldn't keep it. That's a lie.
My Pastor.
St. John.
All right.
1 and 45. Mm-hmm. Let's go there.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Cry, Lord, and spare not. That's what we endeavor to do here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, bringing you what thus saith the Lord. St. John 1 and 45, what does it say?
Philip findeth Nathanael.
Philip, he found Nathanael, what?
And saith unto him,
what?
We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write.
So when you want to really find Jesus, Don't listen to what these preachers are telling you of their version of the babe in the manger. It's not about that. It's about him being born in your life.
Yes.
In order to find out who he really is, that he might be born in you, you've got to go back to Moses. Moses wrote of the Lord, and the Lord came just like Moses.
Yes, Pastor.
We have found him of whom Moses in the law was. And the prophets.
And the prophets did write.
What?
Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. St. John 5.
Yes.
And 45.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor.
Nathaniel and Philip are yet directing us today. Go back to Moses.
Yes.
Even the Lord said the same thing. Why won't these preachers obey what the Lord is telling us today and not go by what some late, Johnny come lately preachers telling them something that's not in the scripture?
Yes, Pastor.
5 and 45, what?
Do not think that I will accuse you to the
Father. The Lord is talking. I'm not going to accuse you to the Father. What?
There is one that accuses you.
What?
Even Moses, in whom ye trust.
Now, I trust that Moses was the model preacher because the Lord said it. Moses was faithful in all his house. So if he was faithful, why should we not follow the pattern of Moses? Mm-hmm. If the Lord came like Moses, why should we come like Moses? What?
For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me.
Now, wait a minute. So if you believe the Lord, you believe Moses.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Yes, Pastor.
And if you believe Moses, you should believe the Lord. What?
Mm-hmm.
For he wrote
of me.
What?
Yes. But if ye believe not his writings.
Now, wait a minute. So I believe the writings of Moses. Moses said the Lord was going to raise up a prophet like unto him.
Yes.
And him shall we hear. Mm-hmm. And he only brought the words that he gave Moses. He spoke the same words. But if you believe not his writings, what?
How shall ye believe my words?
How plain is that?
Yes.
How are you going to believe the Lord's words? And he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, Moses said this, Deuteronomy 10 and 12.
Yes, Pastor.
Moses was teaching the followers of God.
Thank God.
Teaching God's people what it means to live for God. He said, now, if you believe not his writings, not just the law. If you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? Mm-hmm. His writings 10 and 12 says what?
And now Israel.
What?
What doth the Lord thy God require of thee?
Now Moses was letting us know what God requires of us. Mm-hmm. What?
But to fear the Lord thy God.
To fear the Lord. What? Mm-hmm.
To walk in all his ways.
Walk in all his ways. All of his ways are not having gods before him. Not making any graven image, not taking the Lord's name in vain, that's God's ways. To remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, that's the Lord's ways.
Yes.
To honor the father and the mother, not killing, not committing adultery, not stealing, not bearing false witness, and not coveting. These are God's ways. We walk in all his ways. Which one is done away with? And I believe it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It gives you what day the Sabbath is,
yes.
6 days.
Yes.
But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God.
Yeah,
it tells you.
Yes,
you don't pick your day. It's made for man, that man of God.
Yes.
Read.
To walk in all his ways
what?
And to love him.
To love him. And he said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Mm-hmm.
That's not destroying the law or the prophets. That's promoting it. What?
And to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
What?
And with all thy soul.
And what?
To keep the commandments
of the Lord. To keep the commandments of the Lord. We only got one Lord here.
All right.
Same Lord today was yesterday and forever.
Yes.
To keep the commandments of the Lord. What?
And his statutes.
What?
Which I command thee this day for thy good.
That's why they're called commandments. Because they weren't suggested to us. Mm-hmm. They were commanded
they
us.
Were commanded. Yes.
And it's law.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to James 2 and 8.
Right.
Let's go there.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful. Yes.
I hope that you all are not getting a spirit, but listen to what thus saith the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And it's God speaking, whether you believe it or not. It's a funny thing, you can believe Ripley, something that somebody have done, then grew nails a foot long,
true.
Somebody reported that they did it. You believe it. But I'm telling you what the word is saying. We've been here before we got here.
Go,
you don't want to believe it.
Go ahead, Pastor.
James 2 and 8.
If ye fulfill the royal law.
Now, if you fulfill the royal law.
Mm-hmm.
God's law is royal. The word is royal.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's another law. It's called the remedy for sin. And then there's another law, the law of sin and death. Then there's another law, law of sacrifice. But this is the royal law, God's word.
Yes.
If you fulfill the royal law according
to the scripture.
What?
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
What?
Ye do well.
Now, wait a minute. That means you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you fulfill it, what do you mean if you fulfill it? That means it's doable.
Yeah. It's doable.
And it's encouraging us, if you do it, mm-hmm. you do well.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
If, read it again, if ye fulfill the royal law.
According to the scripture.
What?
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Ye do well.
Isn't that beautiful? Because mm-hmm. if you fulfill it, that's what love is.
Yes.
The fulfilling of the law. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Romans 13
All right, Pastor.
And 8. Say, so, well, it's wrapped up in one thing, love. That's true. And if you truly love, you're keeping the 10 precepts. If you keep the 10 precepts, you're in the love of God. You love God.
Thank God.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful?
If you offend in one point, you're not keeping them all, because
mm-hmm.
one trumps the rest.
Thank God.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Romans
mm-hmm.
13 and 8.
Owe no man anything but to love one another.
So listen, here we don't owe anyone anything. We don't owe anyone words to make you feel like we're this. We're Republican. We're not none of those things.
All right, Pastor.
We just live holy.
Yes.
And we pray for those that are in politics that they might make the right decisions to benefit peace.
Right,
isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But this peace that we've been given is not of the world. As the Lord said, peace I give, but not as the world giveth, give I you. So whether the world is in war or not, don't disturb our peace.
Thank God.
We want the peace that is pleasing
yes, Lord.
To God, that there's nothing between God and we. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Oh, no man anything but to love one another. What?
For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law.
So when you love one another, you say, well, God is what you love. When you truly love according to the scripture, keeping God's commandments, you're keeping God's commandments.
Yes.
If you're not keeping God's commandments, all 10 precepts, you're not fulfilling love. Read.
Mm-hmm. For this, thou shalt not commit
adultery.
Now,
I'm telling you right now. Now, remember now. These preachers say the law has been done away with because God knows we couldn't keep it. But it's letting you know, he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law, for this
thou shalt not commit adultery.
And?
Thou shalt not kill.
What?
Thou shalt not steal.
What?
Thou shalt not bear false witness.
What?
Thou shalt not covet.
What?
And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
So when you do that, because that's the neighbors who you see. You don't see God. When you do this, you are fulfilling not having gods before God,
mm-hmm.
not making
right.
graven images, not taking his name in vain, and keeping the Sabbath.
Thank God.
You do that. And more importantly, that's the only day they had at that time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's letting you know keeping the commandments is fulfilling love.
Yes.
That beautiful read.
Yes. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor.
What?
Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the
so
law.
So love is the fulfilling of God's law. So we just have love. The love of God is fulfilling his law. That'd be, how plain is that?
Very
but the preachers don't preach that because they come to destroy the law and the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
James 2 and 10. What does it say?
Yes,
that beautiful?
Yes. 2 and 10.
All I ask is follow me as I follow the Lord and you follow me through the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Say, I ain't following you home, but just follow me through the scriptures. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm, that is
James 2 and 10.
For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all.
So in other words, say, oh, you all just harping on that Sabbath. No, we're not. We're harping on coveting, committing adultery, stealing and killing. Because if you do one, you still got a God before God. Whatever one you do, you're making a graven image. Whichever one you do, you're taking his name in vain.
Right.
Whatever one you do, you're breaking the Sabbath because you're not living holy. You got to keep it holy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It ain't talking about keeping just a day holy. Is you can't keep a day holy unless you're living holy.
Right.
So if you break one, you're guilty of them all. If you kill and yet you don't steal, you're still a stealer. You're still stealing.
Right.
That beautiful? If
right.
you say, I don't kill, but I steal, you're still killing.
Exactly.
So if you offend in one point.
Yes. He is guilty of
all. Of them all. Read.
For he that said, do not commit adultery.
Yes.
Said also, do not kill.
That beautiful what?
Now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law.
So that means, even though you say, well, I don't kill, commit adultery, still good. But if you got Sunday as the day of rest, you're yet a killer. Because yes. You're killing God's word.
Right.
You're making an image of God that's not true. Because that's not the rest day. You're still in sin.
Yes. Yes, Pastor. So speak ye.
No. Let's go to Matthew's again, 5 and 17. I think I brought enough right now to show you these preachers are not of God.
All right. Yes, Pastor.
Now, I don't believe that. Well, you can believe what you like. I believe the scripture. Because the Lord said, believe on me as the scripture has said. That's what he said. He said, believe on me as the scripture has said.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Beautiful. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
yes, Pastor.
Yes.
5 and 17, read it.
Yes. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets.
What?
I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
So because he came to fulfill God's word.
Mm-hmm.
1 John
yes, Pastor.
2 and 6. Let's see what happened. What he is encouraging us. And this is one that walked with him, John. John, when he went off scenes, and now we Christians, whoo, the Lord have done away with that because nobody can do it. They didn't talk like that. John, he said, well, now we're free. They were free when he was here keeping God's word.
Yes, right, yes.
Keeping God's word is what give you freedom. Thank 1 God. John 2 and 6, what does it say?
He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked.
So every preacher should say, you know what, think not. That I've come to destroy the law or the prophets, I come to fulfill just as the Lord did. That's the same testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Say John 12.
Yes, Pastor.
49, we read it all the time. So there you go again. Well, we're going again.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Don't get tired of it. I get tired of you going to that scripture. You can get tired of God then.
Right, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful? I don't get tired of going there.
Yes.
Because the Lord came here promoting his Father's way.
Yes.
Thank John. 12 and 49 says what?
For I have not spoken of myself.
So every preacher should be speaking about what they feel and think, but what God is saying. Yes. I have not spoken
of myself. But the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment.
Wait a minute. So how could the commandments be done away with when the Father gave a commandment? What?
What I should say.
What I should say.
And what I should speak.
What I should speak.
And I know that his commandment is life everlasting.
Now why would God do away with something that's life everlasting? That's how you get everlasting life. By keeping God's commandments. So the law was done away with. These dumb preachers don't know the law and the commandment is the same.
All right.
What?
Whatsoever I speak therefore, even as the Father said unto me. So I speak.
So I beautiful. Speak.
Yes, Lord.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Lord.
Let's go to 15 chapter, 15 and 4.
Yes.
We had a beautiful lesson a couple nights, a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you hear this broadcast, and we were reading about the commandments, as we always do. It's just refreshing to hear it. 15 and 4.
Abide in me. And I in you.
What?
As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself.
So you can't bear fruit, the love of God, if you're not keeping God's commandment. That means abiding as he walked.
Yes.
Fulfilling as he did.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Except it abide in the vine.
What?
No more can ye except ye abide in me.
So you're not going to bring forth fruit, the love of God, if you don't keep God's commandment. It's not going to happen.
Yes.
Your love is love to God out of a carnal mind. But it's not the love of a spiritual mind. It's not the love of God. Read.
I am the vine. What? Ye are the branches.
All right.
He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do
nothing. So without keeping God's commandments, you can do nothing.
Yes.
You cannot perform this life without abiding in his word. You can't do it. You might think you're doing it and wish to do it, it ain't gonna happen. Read.
If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch.
What?
And is withered.
So when you're really just talking God and you're not doing it, you begin to wither. And that you did know, you don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And now you become to be against the Spirit instead of with the Spirit.
Yes, Pastor.
Read.
And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
So that's what happened when we run across lives that don't measure up to the word, we just cast it aside. Yes, we separate ourselves from it. We don't want to be with that. Yes. That's now. Mm-hmm. Read.
If ye abide in me and my words abide in you,
what?
Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you.
Read.
Herein is my Father glorified.
So this is how God is glorified, by we taking on the word and keeping God's commandments. God is glorified. And the Son is glorified with God. Read.
That ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Read.
As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved
you. So God loved the Lord, gave him his word. Mm-hmm. And as the Lord was given the word, he's given us the same word, mm-hmm. that we might abide in God's love, yes. his love. Read.
Yes. Continue ye in my love.
What?
If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my
How
love.
How plain is that? If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my mm-hmm. love. Mm-hmm. So don't listen to these preachers when they say those commandments, nobody can keep them. You're lying. Because right, the Lord is not saying that. Mm-hmm. If you keep my commandments,
ye shall abide
in my love. Why would the Lord say something you could not do? Mm-hmm. What?
Yes. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
Is that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to the 14th chapter, 14 and 15. What does it say right there?
Sir. Yes. If ye love me, keep my commandments.
How plain is that? If you love me, keep my commandments. Mm-hmm. That's not destroying the commandments. That's not destroying the law or the prophets. That's fulfilling it. That's encouraging us to do that. Everyone that is sent by God should be encouraging one. You say you're preaching the word, encourage one to keep the word and keep his commandments. They'll say obey the word, but they won't say keep the commandments, because many don't know any better.
Yes, Lord.
21st verse, what does it say?
Yes. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me.
Now, Elder didn't know I was going this way. He opened that up today.
Yes.
Say it again.
Yes. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth
he
me.
He it is that loveth me.
Mm-hmm. And he that loveth me shall be also loved.
If you love God, you're going to be loved of the Father. Mm-hmm. What?
And I will love him.
What?
And will manifest
then
myself to
God,
him.
The Spirit of God will begin to manifest itself right. to you. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
What?
Yes. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest?